Well, you may have heard a lot about bed bugs recently. Certainly, if you're in New York, you have. And perhaps it's occurred to you, why are we still fighting with bed bugs? Wasn't that, you know, from the 1600s to 1700s? Shouldn't we have somehow conquered the humble bed bug at this point?
If we couldn't put a man on the moon, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you could put a man on the moon. Yeah, if you can slice bread. Right. Well, today the Federal Bed Bug Work Group, you may not know that existed, but they're opening their first
BBW.
That's right. Opening the first session of the National Bed Bug Summit.
It's the NBBS.
That's right. And joining us now is Lou Sorkin, an entomologist from the American Museum of Natural History. Lou, we don't mean to poke fun in the study of bed bugs because it is a serious problem.
Oh, yes, it definitely is. And this actually is the second National Bed Bug Summit. The first was in 2009.
And what has happened between 2009 and 2010? What kind of improvements have we made in the fight against bed bugs?
Well, there's a lot more dialogue between those people who work on bed bugs and the people who are affected. That's what's going to be talked about, too, is a recap of what happened since the 2009. And then there'll be different topics, you know, including the local, state, and federal government, input into bed bug infestations. There'll be more on the education for the public and also the pest control people and other agencies that are affected by and with bed bugs.
Well, okay, maybe you can answer the question that we asked is why we have such trouble with bed bugs. I mean, in the modern age, it seems like you get an infestation of some kind of bug, you call the exterminator, done.
One of the problems has been really the public awareness and public education, and because bed bugs or this one species of bed bugs, Cimex lecellarius, was a big problem in the 50s, and then it wasn't a big problem, so people sort of forgot about it, and it sort of snuck up on everyone, basically. No one was aware, no one was really having any early warning systems up for it, because it wasn't on anyone's radar. And then it became a big problem because no one was really ready for it. Almost like a terrorist, you weren't ready for it until something happened. Then you started looking out.
Well, Lou Sorkin of the American Museum of Natural History, do you feel like you truly understand the humble American bed bug?
Well, there's a lot to know about it and a lot to learn. And it always, when there seems to be, or when there is actually a problem with the bed bug, is when more research goes in to understand it. So that's been going on right now. And since the 1950s, of course, we have a lot more in our arsenal with research, you know, and using genetic information, a lot more specialized treatment systems. There's also a lot of heat. You're not really just relying on pesticides. And that's, I guess, one of the bigger problems with this insect is that people are used to just calling someone in and say, well, spray something and get rid of it. And because of the behavior of this insect, it gets so enmeshed in your home or in offices or other places. It's not just, you know, in a kitchen, let's say like cockroaches. It's not just in a particular place, but they're around where people will sleep, let's say, around the bed. But what happens is you get into the sofa, they're there too.
And they will never go away, seems like anyway. Lou Sorkin, entomologist from the American Museum of Natural History, on his way to the National Bed Bug Summit.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.